Shalom Chavirim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends. And Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. I'm here on the air at 2 o'clock p.m. Did you listen at 8 o'clock and wonder where I was? Well, have no fear. I am here. I am so happy to be here in the studio today, and I have Rhonda Elliott and her husband John with me, and we're going to do an interview, and it's going to be exciting. But let's continue to listen to Jonathan Sattel if we can get him back from the album, The Sattel Gallery. Do we have Jonathan Sattel back? Okay, then. He's working on it. All righty. Well, I have my a different board operator now. I have Peter, and we're going to be working together every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock p.m., and it's going to be fantastic. Let me just tell you that Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We're a Messianic congregation. That means that we are made up of Jews and Gentiles who love Yeshua, the Messiah, and we meet every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. We're located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half a mile south of Empire Boulevard. And if you are in the Buffalo area, I would encourage you to visit Congregation Brith Hadashah at 2608 Elmwood Avenue in Kenmore, and their services are every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. Bagels and Blessings is also sponsored by the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop, and that's a great place to go for music and prayer shawls and shofars and cards and jewelry, and they're open every Saturday right after our service, and on Tuesdays from 3 to 7, Wednesdays from 11 to 3, and Thursdays from 3 to 7. And I think what we'll do now is we will go on to the next song, if we have that ready. Do I have a thumbs up? All right. Aviad Cohen, and you might hear a little bit of Sharon Wilbur in the background in the song as well. This is from the CD Firestarter, and it's called Yeshua on the Radio.
I will never leave you.
Cool. Well, that was kind of a half-truth. Yes, Sharon Wilmer was singing. We will go to Aviad Cohen in a minute, but I just want to tell you, you'd like some information on her, wouldn't you? For those of you listening for the first time, by the way, this is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings, and I'm just full of life because I found my Messiah back in 1976. I have the joy of the Lord, and I can't keep it to myself. That's why I'm on the air. Nothing is more Jewish than believing in a Jewish Messiah. Did you know that Jesus made me kosher? Yeah. Well, he also made Rhonda kosher, and we're going to be talking to her in a little while. But I just wanted to tell you that you got to keep listening to the program because someone is going to have a chance to win a coupon for bagels. Today, the coupon is from Bagelland in Brighton, and I always have easy questions for my Bible contest, so you be sure to be listening. And I also want to just make sure that you know that I have sponsors that help me stay on the air, and one of them is Pharaoh's Harem Salon and Spa. So Mother's Day is coming. If you're looking for that perfect gift to give the lady in your life, whether it be your mother, grandmother, your aunt, your sister, your wife, your girlfriend, whatever, Pharaoh's Harem Salon and Spa, get them a gift certificate, then get their hair done, a facial, a massage, a pedicure, manicure. They have a place in Henrietta just down the street from Marketplace Mall. Call them at 359-2249. And then there's one in Fairport and Packets Landing on the Canal. Call them there at 223-5850. Come into Pharaoh's Harem today, and you'll be treated like royalty. And right now, you're going to be treated to Aviad Cohen. This time, I promise, it really is Aviad Cohen. You might be listening to me on the radio, but right now, it's Yeshua on the radio, and I'm not Yeshua.
Yeshua on the radio. King of kings, Lord of lords, if you didn't know. Prophesied in the word, he is Yah's son. One eternal life, he's saving everyone who repents.
Listen up, it's Yeshua on the radio. It's Yeshua on the radio, yeah, yeah.
Everywhere, all around, things are getting strange. End of times, Antichrist selling you change. All that money that you got can't buy you truth. 'Cause it's free for the old and for the youth. That's right, come on.
Listen up, it's Yeshua on the radio. E-O-O-O-O-O-O-O. Turn it up, it's Yeshua on the radio.
Do you know where you go, wing, when you die? Really think you're coming back as a butterfly? No, nice try. Open up the word and then you will see. He's the way, truth, and life for you and me. That's right, come on.
Listen up, it's Yeshua on the radio. E-O-O-O-O-O-O. Turn it up, it's Yeshua on the radio. Listen up, it's Yeshua on the radio.
Oh, that was so cool. Don't you just love this? You know, there's like messianic aerobics, like dancing around to all this music. But sometimes when you're dancing around, you hear something go snap, crackle, and pop. I know, and it happens the more the older we get. So if anything in your body is going snap, crackle, and pop, I think you might want to go visit a chiropractor. But please don't go to just any old chiropractor. Go to the best, Odell Family Chiropractic. Just listen to this.
Your back is a delicate matter. Everyday things can affect it.
This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh, oh, oh boy, it just went out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. They'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit any of the four Odell Family Chiropractic locations today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. Call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
Shalom. This is Paul Wilbur with Integrity Music, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
They never change, your people will never be put to shame. From the desert to the endless sea, shows of Egypt and the eastern hills, the earth and the sky tremble at your will.
Wake up and call on the name of the Lord. Weak being made strong, you have now been restored. Through the darkness is light. Oh, your kingdom is now inside. Lord God of Israel, arise. Consume us now with your fire. Oh, every people and tribe.
Now with your fire.
This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. Did you know that I'm also sponsored by Excellent Air Heating and Cooling? If you want to get that air conditioning working properly, and thank God, I think we're going to start using it more often. Woo! You want to call Excellent Air Heating and Cooling at 889-7840. That's 585-889-7840. Check out their website, excellentairheatingandcooling.com. They're a family-owned and operated business with over 30 years experience in the heating and cooling profession, and they're just wonderful and they love the Lord. So be sure to call them at 889-7840. And let me just mention one more sponsor briefly. If your computer's on the fritz, that happens, you know, you want to call Bruce Bay at New Birth Computers. The number is 585-293-3407. He can scan and remove spyware, malware, and viruses. He can repair your hardware, upgrade your computer, like adding more memory, a larger hard drive, a DVD burner, set up and configure home networks wired and wireless, convert all those old movies into DVDs. And guess what? Guess what, everybody? If you mention that you heard this ad on Bagels and Blessings, then New Birth Computers will pay the sales tax portion of your bill. Such a deal. Call Bruce Bay today at 585-293-3407 or send him an email at newbirthcomputers@rochester.rr.com. Well, guess what? I love jazz, and I really love when praise and jazz kind of combine together. And here's a great sound coming from Ted Pierce. Hine lo yonum. You're going to love it.
Show me Israel. Behold. my finger in the eye of God. If I were you, 'cause just remember he's God and you're not, or I'll have some bad news for you. And I quote, Hine lo yanu ve lo yishan, ve lo yishan, ve lo yishan.
Again, that was Ted Pierce from the CD Battle for Zion. And now here's Joel Chernoff telling you how you can be a blessing to Israel.
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18 that through Israel, all of the nations would be blessed? Israeli researchers are reportedly working on an innovative test program that holds great promise for quadriplegics. Medical bioengineers at the Weizmann Institute in Israel are enabling patients paralyzed by injury to use their nasal breath to communicate and gain mobility. The inventive device is able to convert nasal pressure into electrical impulses. Through these impulses, a disabled person will be able to use a keyboard simply by sniffing to pick out letters and numerals. In fact, one patient has already sent multiple emails. Another application for these electrical impulses will give the quadriplegic the ability to navigate a wheelchair as ably as a healthy person. So far, 15 immobile patients have successfully mastered the apparatus and are now mobile. We don't like to think of such things, but more than 5,000 Americans each year will have spinal cord injuries that result in quadriplegia. In a few years, Israel may present these patients and their families a whole new world of opportunities they never thought possible. And that is worth sniffing at. This is Joel Chernoff for the Restoration of Israel. Shalom.
Today, nearly 1 in 3 Israelis live below the poverty line. We have an opportunity to return the many blessings God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to roiminute.com. That's roiminute.com.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shemai Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shemai Yisrael, that's Shemayisrael, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shemai Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
Come on, baby, I need bagels.
Gimme bagels tonight.
Okay, Rochester, here's your chance to win a coupon for bagels. Let's see how many people are listening in the 2 o'clock hour. I bet you a whole lot more, because now you're wide awake. I can hope. Well, if you're not, wake up. Okay, here is the question. The number here is 222-2990. 222-2990. That's 585-222-2990. Micah prophesies that out of this town would come the ruler of Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. Was it Bethlehem, Corinth, Nazareth, or Rome? 222-2990. That's 585-222-2990. Micah prophesied that out of this town would come the ruler of Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. The choices are Bethlehem, Corinth, Nazareth, or Rome? Give it a guess. Give it a guess. Call now. I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you. I want to know who's listening. Come on. Who's listening? 222-2990. Call now. The phones are open.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Shalom. This is Ethel.
Hi, Ethel. This is Anne Marie. Hello, darling.
Hello, darling. How are ya?
Good, good. It's Bethlehem, of course.
Oh, my goodness. Mazel tov. Mazel tov. That was quick. You are my winner. You're going to get bagels.
Oh, wonderful.
Man, I might even personally deliver them. Who knows?
Wow, it would be nice.
Well, for you, darling, anything.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling. God bless you.
You're welcome. God bless you, too.
Shabbat shalom. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. I think Anne-Marie gets the prize for being the quickest person to ever call and win on this program. Hallelujah. And I am curious if anybody's listening for the first time. Do we have any first-time listeners here? I'm just curious. You can call and leave your name. Maybe I'll have a special prize for you just for listening for the first time. You know, I'm really excited today. I have a live person in the studio. I don't like the dead ones. They scare me. No, really. That's such an old joke. That's terrible. Yes, if you just turned on the radio, this is Ethel Chadwick. This is Bagels and Blessings. Yes, I used to be on at 8 o'clock in the morning, but now I'm on at 2 o'clock p.m. every Saturday. And I assure you that I am much more peppy and much more awake. I know you're thinking, how could she possibly be any more peppy? Well, you'll see. That's okay. I know my winner. I'll take care of her. She'll get her bagels. All right. So listen, right now in the studio, I've got Rhonda and John Elliott. And I'd like to welcome both of you to Bagels and Blessings.
Hi. Thanks for having us here.
You're welcome. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom to you, too. A little out of my comfort zone, but you're amazing.
Oh, it's only because our God is amazing.
Amen.
And I think you're going to be very comfortable. Imagine that you're in my living room. We're having coffee talk. You're drinking your water. I'm drinking my coffee.
All
and
right.
It's just, you know, a couple of friends sitting around. And I would say it was girl talk, but John's here too. But that's okay, John. You know, don't feel left out or anything. So Rhonda, we're here to learn a little bit about how a nice Jewish girl like you is in a place like this. I mean, we know why I'm here. Someday I'll talk more about me, but it's not about me today. It's about you. It's all about you, Rhonda. Did you grow up in a Jewish home?
Okay, yes, I did. And as you say, it's not about me. It's about my Messiah, my Jewish Messiah, who turned my mourning into dancing and my fear into love. And I'm just so thankful, and there's no words to even convey how awesome he has been in my life.
Well, praise God. So we're going to get to how you came to know
yes.
him, because I don't think you knew him growing up.
No, I did not.
So let's talk a little bit about growing up. Did you come out of a traditional Jewish family?
Now, my grandparents on both sides were from Russia and Poland, and they escaped the pogroms in Russia, two of my grandparents. My parents were both brought up in observant Jewish homes, but then my father did not want to follow any kind of Jewish traditions because his name was Abraham, and he was called A.B. the Jew in school, and we didn't grow up in a Jewish neighborhood. Now, my mother, many of the neighbors would call her a dirty Jew and a Christ killer.
Oh, no.
And when I was only about 5 years old, she was making chicken soup on a Friday night. And this is just so powerful, because I don't know how my mother, growing up in an observant Jewish home, knew this. But she said, Rhonda, she was kind of talking to herself and to me. And she said, Rhonda, I don't know why they call us Jesus killers. I don't know why they say we killed Jesus. Because he was one of us. He was a Jew. Why would we kill one of our own? And that started something in my heart. And it was many, many years later as an adult that I finally came to meet my Messiah. But I did say, Mommy, who was Jesus? And she said, I don't know. I think he was a doctor, because I heard he healed people.
Your mom seemed to know a little bit more than most moms.
Yes, and it's very interesting. So I grew up with the knowledge of God. But I quickly became, I guess, a wandering Jew. That's what I called myself.
A wandering, wondering Jew.
Yes.
You heard it first right here on Bagels and Blessings. We have a wandering, wondering, wonderful Jew.
And no longer wandering and wondering, but I've been found.
But still wonderful.
Yes.
All right. So tell me a little bit about your spiritual journey.
Okay. let's see, to make it short.
We have a few minutes.
I made a lot of wrong decisions in my life looking for acceptance. And in high school and even in middle school, when I heard the children talking, since we didn't grow up in a Jewish neighborhood, often I would, because this was, I was born in 1946, so there was a lot of anti-Semitism in Toronto at that time after the Second World War. And whenever I heard the children talking about the dirty Jews, I would just be quiet. And I always felt like such a coward, you know, I really felt like a coward for not speaking up. But I knew I was Jewish, but I didn't really know what it meant to be Jewish. And I had two distinct sets of friends at school, Gentiles and Jewish friends. And I really grew up not knowing where I belonged, not knowing where I fit.
How about in your home? Did you do the Jewish holidays in your home?
No, but it's on the Sabbath, my mother would always say, oh, we shouldn't be answering the phone, we shouldn't be writing. You know, she always felt really guilty. But the one thing my father did observe, he observed Yom Kippur. They fasted every year on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. So I find that very interesting that he felt he still had to keep doing that. So I grew up with a knowledge of God, but not really knowing God, but I did used to pray.
Okay, so you were discussing your neighborhood. It wasn't a Jewish neighborhood.
Right. And so I got myself, I guess, into trouble when I was about 19. I ended up having an abortion. And that was a defining moment in my life because after that, I really wanted to commit suicide.
Oh, dear.
So the Lord really protected me through that whole time period.
Did your parents know?
My father knew, but he didn't want my mother to know.
Wow. You were able to confide in your dad?
Yes, I was. And it's a very long story, but it's all in the book, so you'll have to get the book to read that part.
And we're going to get to that in a moment.
Okay. So I was basically after that running away from myself, but wherever I went, I found myself was there. You know, you can't really run away
wherever
from God.
Wherever you go, there you are.
Right, and you can't run away from God. But he went down to the deep pit and took me out. So I found myself eventually in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. I got married and had two beautiful babies who I really felt I didn't deserve. I felt God just really blessed me with my two children because I felt what I had. You see, when I had the abortion, it wasn't that I felt it was okay. It really destroyed me emotionally because inside I knew that I was murdering a baby, no matter what others told me.
So you were ashamed of yourself, and
yes.
You really hadn't forgiven yourself.
No, I hadn't. And so eventually I found myself in South Africa with my children. That's a very long story.
Oh, my.
But the Lord orchestrated all the circumstances so that we were invited to a Christian church. And when I was first invited to that church, I said, what kind of a church is it? And they said, it's a Christian church. I said, oh, I can't go in. And I really believed it. I said, I'm Jewish. They won't let me in. From all the things that had happened during my childhood, I really believed they wouldn't. And the Holy Spirit gave that person the right words. He said, we're all Jews. We're grafted into the vine. So that set me free to be able to go. And I was ready. The Lord had been preparing me. And I don't remember anything about that service, except the pastor said, in 2 weeks I'm going to United States. This is my last sermon before I go. And then I remember when he gave the salvation message at the end, and I ran forward. And it's really a Holy Spirit thing, you know. He revealed my Jewish Messiah to me.
In South Africa?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Sometime we'll have to talk about my trip to South Africa.
Yes.
That's amazing. So you found your Messiah halfway across the world.
Mm-hmm.
And did you have any understanding as to how that would affect your religion? Did you feel that you had then become a Gentile?
No, because I hadn't been brought up in an observant Jewish way. So that part wasn't an issue for me.
Well, did you just consider yourself a Christian at that point?
Yes. But there was a lady in the church who found out I was Jewish. So she took me to a Passover Seder, a Messianic one. I had never even been to a Jewish one. I had never been to a Passover Seder in my whole life. That was my first one. And how it was so awesome for me because that's how I saw, you know, how when we'd been taken out of our own Egypts and, Yeshua Messiah had come to set me free. And it was just an awesome experience for me. And going back a little bit to Sault Ste. Marie, my first husband, whom I had my children with, left when they were babies. My son was about 3 months and my daughter was just a year and 3 months. Mm-hmm. And I was in a bookstore and I had never read a Bible. I had never been to a church. And I was passing by a counter and there was a book there that said Good News for Modern Man. And I felt impressed to purchase it, but I walked past because I remember thinking I could use a little good news right now. You know, my husband had left me with two babies, with nothing.
Yes.
And I was at the checkout and I wasn't going to buy it, but I just felt impressed to go back and purchase it. So when I got home and opened it up, I thought, oh my gosh, it's a Bible. It's a New Testament. I can't read that. And I closed it. I said, I'm Jewish. Even though I didn't really know what it meant, I knew I was Jewish. And then I did open it, and all I read for several months was the book of Matthew. And I can't tell you why. I mean, I know that's written to the Jew. All I know is it gave me peace, that the Lord touched me and gave me courage to go on and gave me hope to go on. It was many years later when I really came to know Yeshua. But reading the book of Matthew, something supernatural happened.
So, Rhonda, let me see if I get this straight. This experience of you being in the store and buying the Good News for Modern Man and reading Matthew, this happened before you went to South Africa?
Yes, this happened many years before.
So God really was preparing you.
Yes. Yes, he was.
So you were already familiar with those beautiful words of Yeshua in Matthew. And you saw the verse where it says, I came to fulfill the law and not to change it. And then you go to South Africa and you answered the call and you invited Yeshua, Jesus, into
your
heart. That's
right. That's right.
And Rhonda, how did your life change after that moment?
You know, that's what I was thinking. How do I put it in words? And I started to think of the scripture in Exodus 34 when Moses came down from the mountain and his face shone. And people used to literally tell me in the church, your face is shining. And what it was, I had a lot of fear and anxiety before that. And God just turned that into joy, into peace, into courage. Because we were in South Africa, my children and I, with a man that I wasn't married to, and he was very controlling, and I was very afraid of him. It was only after I met Yeshua that I had the courage to leave him, because I knew, I had cried out actually just before I was born again, I want the truth in my life. And then I met Yeshua, who is the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. So that's when the Lord took away my fear, and I was able to make my life right with God. And
Amen. Well, we're going to go into the rest of the story. But before we go any further, you've already mentioned your book, and there are people out there who I'm sure are listening, the millions that are listening, the billions that are listening right now. They're going to want to know the name of your book and how they can get a copy of it, because it tells your whole story, right?
Yes, in great detail.
And so what is the name of the book?
Okay, the name of the book is Changed Forever by His Grace. And if you go to the website, olivepresspublisher.com, if you click into that, there's an ad for the book. It says coming soon. Probably the end of May, early June, it should be in print, and it'll be available in Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com, and there will be an e-book coming later.
And one more time, the name of it?
Changed Forever by His Grace.
Changed Forever by His Grace by Rhonda Elliott.
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, Rhonda, you brought this tall, good-looking man with you in the studio today.
It's my knight in shining armor.
Yeah.
That's what I call him.
Shalom, John.
Shalom. This is so exciting to be here in Bagels with Blessings, to be once again live on radio. Sorry I'm breaking up a bit, but the Holy Spirit really put it on my heart. The last time I spoke live on a radio was in Vietnam in 1967. I was attached to the 1st Cavalry Division. And I just want to say that truly in my travels, there's still a work in progress, that Yeshua has really healed so many hurts and things in my life. And to all the brothers and sisters out there who might have served in the service or maybe presently serving now in many rotations back to the front, I would just say, whatever you're doing, Yeshua is there for you, to heal you, to forgive you, and just press in and just keep on trucking. And thank you very much for this time. Shalom.
Amen. John, you had a word of encouragement for the listeners, didn't you?
Oh, yes. The Lord gave me a word there. For those of you who have, you know, maybe the Lord's given you a vision or dream, or maybe your parents have given you something from the Lord, I would just say not give up. This is the springtime, and times are quickening, where seed time and harvest are happening at the same time. And through prayers, through, like, we take in water physically to crop, but through prayers and worship, just keep on believing, and those dreams that the Lord has given you will come to pass this season. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, John. Rhonda, I love romance. I do.
This is exciting.
It is. I would love it if you would share a little bit about how you met this lovely man of God, how you met your husband, John.
I will. It's an awesome story. Can I just say one little thing that I forgot to mention first, though?
Of course.
In South Africa, after I was born again, about a couple weeks later, on a Saturday night, I sat down and I said to the Lord, and I was specifically thinking of the abortion, I said, Lord, oh God, I said, I accept your forgiveness. I receive it. I know you've forgiven me, Yeshua, but I am telling you, I will never forgive myself. The next morning in church, and this was a large mega church, the pastor swung around in the middle of his sermon and pointed right at me. I was in the middle somewhere, and he said, if God has forgiven you, who are you not to forgive yourself? That was like a lightning bolt.
Wow.
That was awesome. I realized I was putting myself above the creator of the universe. I was shaking my fist at God, even though it sounded to me like a nice thing. Oh, I can never forgive myself. That really set me free.
Praise God. Yeah, that's a vow you don't ever want to keep.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, my.
So I was set free. And that's supernatural. He didn't know me. He didn't know me from Adam.
He had a word of knowledge.
Amen.
That's exciting.
And that happened a lot in my life before I was born again, but then they can see that in the book. So,
well, you know, before we get to how you met John, let me just say that there might be someone listening to the program right now. Maybe you had an abortion. And you are really regretting it, and you feel ashamed, and you are sad and depressed, and maybe you hate yourself. Rhonda, speak to that person. Tell them.
Oh, Yeshua, just put your loving arms around that person. Just know that there is no pit too deep that he can't reach down and touch you. Oh, Yeshua, just go to that person right now and just open your heart. He longs to be... to set you free. He knows what you have done, and he knows the circumstances. He knows you better than you know yourself. And if you just reach out to him, and if you just surrender your life to him, just say, Yeshua, I give this to you. I surrender myself to you and this horrible thing that I have done, or even that's been done to me. Lord, I just give it to you, and I ask you to come into my heart and make me a new creature. And if you're already born again and you're still living with this, which many, many women are in the church and in synagogues that have this experience and they're too ashamed to speak about it, we just break off that shame now in the name of Yeshua. We break off that spirit of shame, and we speak freedom and breakthrough to these women in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. You know something? There are no coincidences with God. I believe that there is someone in the audience listening right now that needed to hear those words. There's someone out there and you are having a really hard time forgiving yourself. Listen to what Rhonda is saying. God forgives you, but now you must forgive yourself. And if you're having trouble forgiving yourself, just ask God to help you and he will. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right, so Rhonda.
So here's a hilarious story.
Tell me, darling, how did you meet your husband?
Okay, I'll try to make it short, but Jonathan Burness's first outreach to St. Petersburg, Russia, John came from Shema Yisrael, and I was at Melech Yisrael in Toronto, and my son Carl came home one day and said, you know, told me that the youth group was talking about going to this outreach, and he wasn't interested in going. And as soon as he told me about it, I felt in my heart to go. So I spoke to our rabbi, and he said, yes, you could go. And I didn't have the money, and God supernaturally provided. And the night before I was supposed to go, a week before, I got a stomach virus, and the doctor said it would take 10 days. I said, I don't have 10 days. And the night before, I said, Lord, I don't think I can do this. You know, I wasn't eating. I was sick. And immediately the scripture came to me, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. I said, okay. So I went.
Amen.
So praise the Lord. While we were in Russia, while everyone was getting sick from the food, I was getting healthier and healthier. So praise the Lord. So while we were in Russia, well, I first met John at the airport. And I was having trouble carrying my suitcase, and I saw this handsome blonde guy carrying people's suitcases.
Mm.
And I went up to him, and I said, do you think you could carry this for me? And he said, no, I'm busy with my own group. So that was our romantic beginning.
Well, that was lovely.
So then on the plane, I wasn't feeling well. I was trying to concentrate on not being sick. And John, who had been going to a prayer group at Bethel Full Gospel, for some time, he had been praying for a wife. I wasn't looking for a husband. I didn't really think that the Lord would, you know, had that gift for me again. I really didn't. It's a tremendous blessing. So anyhow, he was practicing being bold and having conversations with people because he was, you would never know it now, but he was afraid to speak to people. So he came up to me. And he started asking me questions. Are you single? Are you married? Do you have children? Have you ever been divorced? And then he said, I'm looking for a wife. And
he said that to
yes!
you?
Yes. And I said, wait a minute. I said, if you're looking for a wife, God will bring you the right person. And you don't have to go around looking for one. And I said, nice meeting you. You know, goodbye.
Oh, my gosh. He's asking you all these questions. I would be like, why do you want to know?
So then later, it wasn't till later in the trip that we actually started ending up being in the same places together. And on the last day, they gave our group a kind of tour of St. Petersburg. And for the life of me, I don't know how John always ended up on the bus first. And as soon as I got on the bus, he said, there's a seat here if you like. So we got to talk to each other and know each other. And I thought he was really spiritual. And in my mind, I was thinking, I don't know what to say to this person because he's so spiritual. Because I had seen him at the conferences praying for people, and I was praying with our group. And meanwhile, he was thinking in his mind, this lady, she's from Toronto. I don't know what I'm going to say to her. She's so sophisticated. Little did he know, I'm not. So that's how we first got. And then when we got back to our own homes, him in the U.S. and me in Toronto, we had a long-term or a long-distance telephone relationship until we started getting together. And I don't know how. If I tell too much, no one will read the book.
Oh, I'm sure you've left a few stones, unturned.
A lot of tidbits.
Oh, yes. Let me just repeat that. Changed forever by his grace. Because what often happens is somebody will say, oh, you know, I heard about a book on a broadcast. What was that? Jewish lady on the radio, Bagels and something. And what was that book's name? And so let me just tell you again. First of all, this is Ethel Chadwick. And yes, you are listening to Bagels and Blessings. I'm here at my new time slot. And I'm here with Rhonda and John Elliott, and we're talking about her book, Changed Forever by His Grace. And it will be available on Amazon.com and elsewhere very soon. And you can also go to the Olive Press Publisher.com. And I'm sure you haven't told us everything that's in that book.
No, definitely not.
Whatever made you want to write a book?
You know, ever since I was a little girl, I wanted to write. My father was an artist, and he also was writing a comic strip, and I used to pray when I was a little girl. And I don't know, I don't remember anyone specifically teaching me about God, but my mother was always referring to God, so I used to pray to him. I don't have anything in my conscious memory of anyone actually teaching me about praying, but I always used to pray that my father would be successful, but it didn't happen with that particular thing. But I said, Daddy, I want to write too. And he said, just write a diary, which I never did. But when I was even very young, I used to write stories with pictures before I could really write. But then when I was born again, of course, then life happened and, you know, that went on the back burner. And after I was born again, I thought, well, everything I thought I wanted to write about really doesn't mean anything to me anymore. I only want to write about God. Yeah. I only want to write about what he's done in my life or what the Holy Spirit shows me to write. So it took a very long time, and John has really encouraged me because I guess a couple years ago I started pondering it, and once I retired, I thought, I have all this time to write, and I sat down and nothing. You know, there was just nothing. And I prayed and I asked the Lord, and it started coming. So I guess my purpose really in writing the book is to bring glory to God, first of all. And it was in my heart to bring healing to the brokenhearted and to lead others to their Messiah, especially my Jewish brothers and sisters. And as in 2 Corinthians 1:4, he comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. So that is basically why I wrote the book.
I'm looking forward to reading it. Sounds like it's going to be wonderful. I was wondering, to backtrack a little bit, you became a believer in Yeshua. Did you tell your family, and how did they react?
Oh, my goodness. I wrote to my sister, and she came out to South Africa to see what cult I had joined.
Oh, my goodness.
even though we weren't brought up as observant Jews, they really thought I was, as you would say, Meshuggah.
Of course. That means crazy.
Yeah. And she thought I joined a cult. So she came all the way out. God bless her. She came all the way out to South Africa to see what was going on. And I did take her to church. And, of course, you forget how strange it is to someone about you raising your hands and praising the Lord and giving into the offering. And she grabbed my hand and put it down. She says, what are you doing? Why are you raising your hands like that? And why are you putting money in there? And I'm still praying for my family. Aww. I love them so much. My sister, we're only 1 year and 4 months apart, and she has been, through all my troubles, she's been there for me.
Aww.
She's been there for me all my life.
So we'll keep her in your prayers,
yes.
in our prayers. Well, we're almost out of time. We have a few minutes left, and you have a poem to share with us.
Sure.
Is this part of your book?
It's one at the very end of the book. In 1992, I wrote several poems, and actually I wrote them as songs, but I haven't found anyone that wanted to put them to music. Maybe you will.
Hello?
You're putting up your hand. Here's,
hello?
I have about six I can send you. Okay. So
I love doing stuff like that.
So this is kind of a salvation message. I wrote it at a time when I was having some troubles. Anyway, it's called Let Jesus Come In, or Let Yeshua Come In, Yeshua Jesus, for those who don't know who Yeshua is. Let Yeshua come into your heart. Even though you're far apart, he came to die that you might live. For you, his life he freely gives. Let him reach into your soul. He was broken to make you whole. Let Yeshua come in. Let Yeshua come in. When you cry out and no man hears, have no doubt, for he is near. Your soul cries out and no man hears. Let Yeshua come in. Let Yeshua come in.
Oh, that is just beautiful. That's beautiful. You know, we probably have time for at least one call. We're almost ready to end the show. But if you want to call 222-2990, if you want to speak with Rhonda or John, or just give a word of encouragement or give a quick testimony or a quick shout out, whatever, 222-2990. We probably have time for at least one call. And that's how I know you're listening. And it would be kind of nice to have the phones lit up and have thousands of people trying to call. So 585-222-2990 if you'd like to join in the conversation. And we'll try to make time for at least one call. Rhonda, is there any way that you'd like us to be praying for you, for both of you?
Oh, yes. We are seeking the Lord for his purpose for us at this time. John and I are part of the One New Man prophetic company of the end days. John is Gentile and I'm Jewish. So I really feel that is a God thing, putting us together in the Lord. And just for his direction at this time of our lives. It's an awesome time of our life, actually.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. And I know that God has really helped you overcome a lot of fears and anxieties. And I know that one thing that I think a lot of women especially struggle with, Rhonda, is putting ourselves down and just not being able to look in the mirror and saying, hey, you know what? God loves us and we are fearfully and wonderfully made and we're daughters of the King. So many times we put ourselves down or we just don't believe in ourselves. We don't see ourselves the way God sees us. And so I want to encourage you and everybody else listening to the program today that God loves you and that you were fearfully and wonderfully made, and that I especially love Jeremiah 29:11, don't you? God says in his
yes.
word, you know, I know the plans I have for you, Amen. Plans to give you a future and a hope. Mm. And it's such a wonderful, wonderful thing to really hold on to that, that God has a plan for each of our lives. And do you have any parting words, young man? You always have something to say.
He always does.
I just thank everybody. I thank all the listeners out there. And just want to encourage everyone that greater things are yet to come in Yeshua's name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So Jesus made you kosher.
I guess you could say that. You could say that.
I love to say that.
Yeah,
I really do.
True.
I really do. I want to thank you so much for being here in the studio with me, for being my guest, and I'm glad that the Lord put us back in each other's lives. And hey, maybe I will be a blessing to you and be able to do some music with your poems. And
oh, that'd
you
be
know.
Awesome. You have already been an incredible blessing to me today because, you know, I was panic-stricken to come on here.
No.
And now I feel we should do the show all over again right now because now I'm relaxing.
Well, maybe we should do it again sometime.
Perhaps we will.
You know, especially after, you know, your book hasn't come out yet.
No.
When does it come out?
The end of this month, hopefully, no later than early June, pretty soon.
Well, perhaps when it comes out, I'll have a copy, I'll read it, and we can talk further.
Sure.
And I'm sure that the Lord wants to use you especially to be an encouragement to the ladies who have gone through some of the similar things that you've gone to. Even those who are hoping and praying for a husband. You know, real quick before I end with the ironic benediction, one time I heard of a story of this woman that was praying for a husband, and she just put an empty pair of trousers on the bedpost and said, "Lord, fill those pants." Fill those pants. All right, now it's time for the ironic benediction with Phil Klein.
Vikunecha Yes Adonai Panavalecha V'yasem lecha Shalom. Now
may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember that every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. And an important announcement, next week at 10 o'clock a.m., we have a recording artist, Sally Klein O'Connor. She will be with us at our 10 o'clock service at Shemayas Royal, 1326 North Winton Road. Sally Klein O'Connor will be with us and sharing a sermon and some of her wonderful music. So be sure to come and visit Shemayas Royal and see Sally Klein O'Connor next Saturday. Have a wonderful week. Shabbat Shalom.